Very loud here on Arena, here post-game show on KORN as we approach 8:30 tonight. Deb, Phil, record pace to get up here tonight. We appreciate that. And
it's a school night. We got to get home early.
Got to get home night. It's a Tuesday. Got to get home, watch the World Series or something. I don't know. We said Friday, Washington, that may have been your best match of the season, but I think it was Eclipse tonight. 3-0 here on that was amazing.
I thought our kids came to play.
They did.
They really came to play, and yeah, we still had some hitting errors and
not many.
Whatever. Yeah, and I thought we passed the ball really well defensively. I thought we served received really well, and I thought we kept Huron out of system.
They could not. They had a lot of overs, a lot of
A
lot of free balls for Huron tonight. Mac Miller, she was great early on. Had 7 kills in that first set. That's probably the best she's looked all year. Had a few errors in that third, but those first two sets were great. You got Chelsea and Carly again. You're getting those top three hitters between 10 to 15 kills every match, it looks like right now. This was about as good of a match as you've seen thus far. And just looking at the records, I mean, the last Huron sweep at Huron, I mean, that's more than a decade ago, a long time ago.
I would have been there, but I don't know.
You were there. I don't know. It was a long time ago, whenever it was. So now you're both at 14-7, you got them here. They got you there.
Right.
And it's going to be very close for that 5 seed right now. You go up to Aberdeen for another good one, but you've got the week off here. And again, you want to be peaking now. And if you play this well, it's going to be hard to beat you.
Well, we've been working on some defensive things, and I thought that showed up tonight. And some of the things inside the 10-foot line, I thought showed up tonight. I thought Mandy did a great job of setting. I don't know if you remember, but last time we played them, they got a ton of blocks down on us. You know, she did a great job of keeping the ball off the net, setting pin to pin, and then setting Carly in the middle in transition. Carly had some monster kills tonight, too. She really played well.
Final stats here, what do we have? Kind of mentioned
Mac Miller
had about 15, 16.
She had 19.
19.
And both Carly and Chelsea had 13.
Yeah.
And it looks like Mandy had 42 assists. And then on the defensive side, Chelsea, 15 digs. Mandy had 11. Brooke Flemmer had 12. Sage Jorgensen had 9, and she didn't miss a serve tonight. One thing I did think our team did really well was serve receive. Last time that we played these guys, they served so hard and so fast, and I thought our kids did a nice job. Yeah, they had a really nice run when Haven Hines was in the back row there in the third set, and we were up 12-3, and she went back 12-2, and she went back to serve, and they got right back into the game. But I thought our kids responded after that run and stopped it for there.
They didn't call a timeout. You thought maybe they would. You didn't call a timeout. I thought maybe you would.
I don't know.
Who's going to blink first
using,
here?
We were using subs first,
probably.
So
you're trying to get something going there.
Yeah. And, sometimes you want your kids to try to
work
figure
out,
it out. Yeah, and talk to each other on the court. And, you know, I was just really proud of our kids and their effort on the floor tonight.
And Holly Neas really stopped her tonight. She was kind of in the back row for a lot of that, so she couldn't really, you know, get going in the front row with those long runs you would go on, you know, 6-7 points in a row.
Our game plan is to
keep her in the back row. So that really helped you out tonight. And enjoy the rest of the week here. We'll see you tomorrow for the coaches show. And a fantastic ride home.
All right. Thank you. Burger Plus, here we come.
Here we go, Burger Plus. Get ready for it.